Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
This statement is humbly called Hockey Games U.S. Play-by-Play Commentators Have Utterly Ruined.
Howard Simon.
Long ago and far away, when I was a boy, we wore hockey sweaters, not hockey jerseys. And we never sat in locker rooms, dressing rooms they were called. And we didn't have a half wall. What would that be? We had boards. And we got penalties for boarding, not half-walling.
Jeremy White.
Nor did we take a wrister. What an insulting word. We took a wrist shot. Nor did we take a slapper. What an insulting word. We took a slap shot, and not the movie. And no U.S. commentator can speak about magical mittens because most of them never saw a mitten. But I have actually heard them say he loops it in like a real good dunk. These odious phrases are all momentary inventions by American play-by-play announcers who have never played or understood the game.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Not gonna lie, it's gonna be a tough show today. I'm gonna have a tough time. I might break down and cry if you bring up a certain subject from the game last night.
The anthem?
Nope.
What was the anthem? I didn't see it.
Brad Marchand crying on the bench.
Oh.
Got to me. Right here, right in the old
home. I got to be honest. That sound from Ryan O'Reilly at the top, I almost got choked up listening to that.
Did you?
I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like what it's all about?
Yeah.
Or about?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm not going to tell you, you know, that I felt like extra happy for O'Reilly. I normally would for former Sabres. I'm not going to lie and tell you I felt great for him. But I mean, I felt happy for him like I'd feel happy for any other player who gets his name on the Stanley Cup. And... That always strikes me. So I don't begrudge O'Reilly any of the success. He won the Conn Smythe. Good for him. He had a fantastic playoff run. I feel for him like I would with Jay Bouwmeester or Alex Pietrangelo or anybody else who plays in this league and finally gets a chance to experience that last night. And forever will have his name on the Stanley Cup, no matter what happens the rest of his career. You are a Stanley Cup champ.
And a Conn Smythe.
And a Conn Smythe. And he got to meet Gary Bettman, which, you know, hey, you can't put a dollar amount on that. So, yeah, good for him, but great for the Blues. Great for the franchise, great for the fans. I'm delighted they won because nobody wanted Boston. But I don't, you know, Twitter was a mean place, an angry place last night.
Yeah.
Angry place.
I woke up this morning hating myself because of it. Because... Yeah, it's just the thing about the O'Reilly stuff that bothers me are the people that I guess that didn't pay attention at the time. The people that try to rewrite what actually happened, mm-hmm. You know? Like that everyone wanted him gone and that just wasn't the case.
And he didn't have to be traded.
Right. He didn't have to be traded.
There was a narrative and portrayals of things. We talked about it with Paul again the other day, but at the end of the day, not for cap reasons, not for expiring contract, not for cancer in the lot. He didn't have to be traded.
Nope.
They decided, you know, you could look at Evander Kane. Well, he's going to walk in free agency. Let's trade him and get something. You know, you can look at Toronto, might trade guys because they can't make all the contracts fit. The Sabres didn't have to trade Ryan O'Reilly. They could have kept him, and it all would have worked. You probably still could have signed Skinner if you kept Ryan O'Reilly. So they didn't, I mean, to me, if you are angry... I wouldn't be angry at Ryan O'Reilly. You'd be angry at Jason Botrell.
No, you're supposed to be angry at us because we wanted him
to trade.
Because we ran him out of town.
No, you know why we were talking about it?
Because
we were here. You brought it up. Wasn't your super secret Sabres?
Yes.
That guy was telling you at the trade deadline, guess what? The Sabres are shopping Ryan O'Reilly. They were calling Montreal, right? There were
teams.
So the O'Reilly thing was not, nobody ever said, let's run the guy out of town. But the team was shopping him. So all signs pointed to, hey, guess what? Something's going on. Whether it's his play on the ice, whether it's off the ice, whether it's relationships in the room, something's going on, and they're trying to trade him.
We knew it for a while. Last year on June 6th, I saw a tweet from me. Someone was, you know, people were going through last night their timelines of what they said when O'Reilly was traded.
Yeah.
You know, people want to check their own receipts. Ooh, was I happy? Was I mad about it? You know, sometimes you might like to do that.
I knew how to do that, I would, but okay. I don't know what I would have said at the time.
I went back and looked to see, like, what did I say about it? Because... You know, you can, if you talk about sports your whole life, this isn't just us on the radio, but if you and your buddies talk sports every day, like a lot of people might, you might have had five different takes on it, right? Like, think about your takes on Josh Allen over the course of the season. Some weeks you would have thought he was terrible. Some weeks you thought it would have been awesome. So anyway, on O'Reilly, my reaction was, wow, they got a lot of pieces, but I'm not sure any of it is good.
Right.
You know, Tage Thompson was the piece. Berglund was going to be, you know,
whatever. And the pick.
Sure.
And Sabolka was, you take this salary off our hands.
Yeah, and the pick was, oh, geez, it's lottery protected.
And now it's 31st, right?
Well, right, but if it was in the top, if it was a lottery pick, which we had hoped, maybe they'd miss the playoffs, right. They were off to a terrible start, it was going to be next year. So it was a matter of, oh, okay, well, it's a first, but it might not even be this year.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, like when I think about O'Reilly and everything that happened, it's about rewriting it. He was not run out of town. I'm sorry, I started to bring up the tweet from Darren Dreger. Darren Dreger on June 6th said it's more likely he's traded than not.
Mm-hmm.
So the O'Reilly rumors and all that stuff was out there for a long time. It was out there long before he said he lost his love for the game.
Yeah.
Secondly, the whole lost his love for the game controversy. I feel like the biggest controversy about that was people claiming there was a controversy about it. He was not excoriated for those comments. Not on this show. You know, some people called in and said they were upset with it.
I didn't like that he said it.
Right, but you didn't crush him and say, get that guy off my team. That didn't happen. For a lot of us, it was, yeah, no kidding. We all have lost our love for this game because of what this hockey team has done to us.
I wasn't happy that he said it. Suck it up. You know,
sure, fine.
Guys are stuck in bad situations. Suck it up and go play. It's your job. Do your job.
But you didn't say, now he's got to go.
No, but I knew he was going. And it kind of felt like it was the writing. It was like Kane. Like I said, when people would yell at us, why do you guys keep talking about trading Evander Kane?
Because they're going to do it.
Because the writing is on the wall. Everything right. we're hearing says he's not going to be here.
Right.
So
because they're going
to
do it.
If that's the case, then I'm going to come to grips with they're moving the guy. And then, so for me, the O'Reilly story was less about, I didn't like what he said. I don't recall what I said at the time. I probably said something to the effect of, I really don't want to hear you say that. Suck it up and play.
Sure.
I'm not feeling sorry for you, buddy. This is the way it is. Play. You're getting paid. Do your job. And you're one of the leaders of this team. But my guess, you know, if you look back on it now, it isn't as much that they traded him, although, again, right now it looks like one of the worst trades in Buffalo sports history. But the return you got is next to nothing.
You might be able to take out the Buffalo. You might be able to take out Buffalo.
Yeah, it's a terrible trade.
It's looking like one of the worst trades in sports.
In sports history?
In sports history.
Hockey history? It's an awful trade.
Because a lot of times those trades are referenced like the Hasek trade. But who knew that Hasek was good? What O'Reilly has done isn't that big of a surprise.
Well, he had a better year than I thought he was going to have point-wise.
He had a better year on a better team.
Yeah.
But who's really that surprised?
Yeah.
He's good. And when he was here, we kind of knew he was kind of good.
Although his last season here, he wasn't kind of good. I mean, he probably got his 50, 55 points. But, you know, defensively he was having issues. And I thought his game was inconsistent.
Who didn't have defensive issues in the last 2 years?
Yeah, well, at least last season anyway.
I mean, that's the same coach.
Yeah.
You know, like my frustration lies in the Sabres. Just, I don't know, whether it's valuing the wrong things or it's a culture conversation.
It's the room. Ryan O'Reilly was traded in part because of the room, and the Sabres felt they had to fix what was going on in the room. We talked about it. There's a young guy coming in by the name of Rasmus Dahlin. If something's wrong in the room, the Sabres are going to try and make it a better place for young players to come in and develop.
And how'd that go?
And O'Reilly, by the way, was considered when he first got here, one of those guys to help a young player learn how to approach the game.
Right, but it didn't go very well. The whole thing is a culture conversation. It's a bad team obsessed with culture, and they trade him to a decent team, and that team goes from worst to first in the matter of five months.
And the return. It isn't even just they traded Ryan O'Reilly.
It really is the return.
If they traded Ryan O'Reilly for Jeff Skinner, and the guy comes in and scores 40 goals and re-signs, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not as upset. They traded Ryan O'Reilly for, forget Berglund, he's gone. Sabolka was never a part that anybody thought. That was a throwaway contract. So it really came down to you traded Ryan O'Reilly for Tage Thompson.
The 31st pick.
The 31st overall draft pick. Which is buckus.
There's a second round pick
there, too. Okay, and a second round pick.
It's what separates the O'Reilly trade from the Mahomes trade, which last night I pointed out, the Bills effectively traded Mahomes. At least the Bills got good return.
That's why I say it's not necessarily that they traded him, it's what did you get? If someone calls, and if we went on the air and said, freaking Bills, I cannot believe you traded out the pick that turns out to be Patrick Mahomes. I guarantee you one of the first calls we'll get will be, hey guys, don't forget we got Trey White with that pick. Nobody's making that call, obviously, in the Ryan O'Reilly trade.
Right.
There's nothing that you can – there's no tangible evidence of anything helping the Sabres this past season, and who knows when it'll help, if at all, from that trade.
Yep.
And I'm not sure that trade will ever be worth it for the Sabres.
No, probably not. And, you know, at least with the Mahomes deal, which, again, like comparing the two, it's just the kind of thing. It's kind of amazing that two big trades have happened in Buffalo sports. One guy's the NFL MVP,
yeah,
and the other guy's the Conn Smythe
the playoff MVP.
Like, did they have reasons? Each team, sure. The Bills had their reasons. They didn't want that quarterback. They wanted to move down and build for the next year. And at least they have Josh Allen as, all right, well, this guy is our answer to the Mahomes trade. We hope he's better than Patrick Mahomes. He's got work to do. Fine.
Yeah.
I've got a horse in the race. With O'Reilly, how long are we going to look for a second-line center?
Well, that's part of the problem with your
like,
O'Reilly
there's
trade.
No right. replacement. And
what are you looking for right now?
Right. And it's
second-line center.
And what you've left yourself is clearly the biggest gaping hole on your team. So, you know, you could have traded O'Reilly. He could have won the Conn Smythe. And if you had picked up in the trade coming back Robert Thomas, who was with the Blues, mm-hmm. instead of Tage Thompson. Now, maybe Tage Thompson turns into a nice player. Maybe a really good player. We'll see. But right about now, it's tough. Like, how does Jason Bottrell handle all this? How does he feel about it?
Yeah.
And there's something else about this whole thing that sticks with me. And that is that we don't ever really get to know about the room and what was wrong with the room. But the way I end up feeling about last year and the O'Reilly trade is that they chose Housley over O'Reilly. That's how I view it. Because Eichel was never going to go anywhere.
Right.
If Eichel and O'Reilly can't get along, if that's the thing, which a lot of people like to speculate or suggest, you know, the refusing to fist bump on the ice, they even said was a gag. At the All-Star game, they were shaking hands and being buddies, and it looked just fine. Mm-hmm. So maybe there's some internal strife there. The fact that they stuck with a coach that couldn't handle it and couldn't fix it, yowzer.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's what I think. And then I think about this year.
But that also goes to the GM.
Sure it does.
The GM has options there. He and the coach can figure out how to fix it.
That's what I'm saying. Chose the coach
right.
over and, O'Reilly.
Because the GM said, okay, we'll trade O'Reilly then.
Right. This is the way to fix this is to get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
Could have been done any number of ways. And then the other thing I think about that kind of makes me upset, not that the Sabres would have won the Cup this year, of course not, but are the Sabres willing to fire a coach when things aren't going well? The Blues are,
mm-hmm.
and the Blues won the Stanley Cup. You know, I watched a full season here go down the drain and watched a team that could have made the playoffs in a year where, what happened? Who won the Cup? A team that nobody expected to, with a goalie that nobody had heard of, in a playoffs where all the top seeds got bounced in the first round.
The goalie began the season fourth on the St. Louis Blues goalie
right.
depth chart.
This was the ultimate year of just get in because it was a crazy playoffs, and my team wasn't willing to fire a coach that had lost it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I mean, granted, they weren't in last place like the Blues were, but you got to be willing to do it. And, you know, I'm not saying they need to fire Ralph Kruger if he starts off slow, but I just know that is off the table for at least another year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, who knows who they would have brought in, Chris Taylor, I don't know. The whole thing just, it stinks and it doesn't stink. Everything brings out our anger, at least for me, our anger with the Sabres and how horrendously they have managed almost everything.
Yeah.
Last night I'm getting texts about the tank. We're going on 5 years ago.
I didn't see that stuff, thank goodness.
5 years ago. And it's all about how O'Reilly came in and, you know, the team had a losing culture. I mean, he wasn't even on those teams. The best Sabres team they've had in a while was the first year out of that, 2015-16. They were okay. They were on their way, and that's where it all went wrong, was that offseason. That's the Nylander pick. That's the Pezzik trade. Maybe it goes wrong when you trade for Leonard, but it's just all so frustrating
yeah.
because they definitely didn't have to do it. We didn't say they had to do it. Sabres fans didn't say they had to do it. And, you know, you got people that show up when O'Reilly wins the Conn Smythe and says, oh, so much for they had to do it, right? Well, no. No, we did not say that.
Yeah. I think part one of the many reasons, that's why I said Twitter last night, from the moment the first goal was credited to Ron O'Reilly to the moment he gets the Conn Smythe trophy from Gary Bettman, it was just an angry place to be. And I think it was almost, there was anger about that. There was anger about this past season. There's anger about, you know, Buffalo sports fans just being the angry lot that we are. It's just flowing for like 2 hours on Twitter last night. One of the many
Which is
problems,
why you enjoyed Brad Marchand crying.
Yeah, that was...
You finally saw somebody else upset.
That was fun. I mean, even after the game, I watched one of the post-game interviews with him. His voice is choked up. He's fighting back tears, and he's talking about how it's the most painful loss he's ever had in his entire career.
And your reaction is?
Good. Nah, you know, I don't want to... Okay, that's anyway. It's a bad side.
I do want to talk about whether or not that's classless, like cheering Durant.
Yeah, it's classless.
Okay.
I don't care. Sometimes I can be a really bitter person. Sports makes you that way. One of the many problems with the O'Reilly trade, and you know what? Even you could bring up the Mahomes thing, too. So you don't draft a quarterback there. Now you're chasing the quarterback a year later. Now you're making multiple moves. You're moving up in the draft. You're giving up assets. You're doing things to address a position that you could have the year before, but you didn't. So it does change. It's a trickle-down effect. With the O'Reilly thing, maybe to a lesser extent, because he wasn't the MVP of the league's regular season, but the O'Reilly deal is what happens. You trade O'Reilly, and now, a year later, what are you chasing? A number two center.
O'Reilly.
Mittelstadt wasn't ready. Berglund, even if he stays, Berglund's a stopgap. But so here you are, like when we talked about Skinner, and we were talking about whether or not they should re-sign him, is he worth the money? And for me, I can never get past, if you don't want to sign him and he walks, how are you replacing a 40-goal scorer or 30-goal scorer or whatever on the top line? You've got now you have to attack that in addition to everything else. Now you got to address that. Well, the Sabres traded Ryan O'Reilly for whatever reason that they felt. The problem is it opened up a number two center spot, and your answer for that at the time being was Berglund, and he quit. Or he retired, whatever the case may be. The answer for that was Mittelstadt, and he wasn't ready. So here we are a year later. You traded Ron O'Reilly. The trade stinks. You have very little to show for it, and you're still looking for a number two center, which he was.
And not mentioned enough is that the Sabres traded him in a way that made the Blues pay the $7.5 million
bonus. Yeah, I totally forgot about that. I saw you tweeted out or somebody you retweeted that last night.
It's important to mention that. The return was what it was, in part because the Blues agreed to pay $7.5 million. Right. So it's because O'Reilly was due a contract signing bonus, and it was coming July 1, and they agreed to the deal, and the Blues paid it.
So you gave up less in the trade because you're saying to Bottrell, hey, we're picking up the bonus. We're not going to give you as much in the return.
And that's because you saved money.
Yeah, so pick up the bonus and get a better
you
return.
You lost the deal, and you took back less, and you did it to save money.
Would love to know. Like contingent deals. I would love to see. Is there a fax or an email? Is there a paper trail somewhere that says, if the Sabres pick up the bonus, here's the package. If the Sabres don't pick up the bonus, here's the package. If there is, I'd love to see what it was and compare the two.
You could have just waited until August. I mean, that's when Jeff Skinner got traded.
In August, right.
I mean, it's hard to avoid that money played a factor here. And isn't that supposed to not be a factor?
Right. And that's, that's money you would just that would have been money out front, right? I'm trying to think cap ramifications, but you would have just paid him the bonus on July.
Yeah, it doesn't go in your cap.
Yeah.
The whole thing goes to the team you trade him to. They get an incredible deal in year one because they don't pay $7.5 million for it. You'd be basically free.
Yeah.
And you weren't willing to do that to up the price for what you could get in return.
Yeah.
And that's tough. That's tough to defend for an organization that is supposed to be about.
Right.
Anything to win.
We spare no expense. No, I get it. And as I said, for me, look, and I will tell you this, as I said on Twitter last night, so everybody's angry. I got to the point where, I mean, I don't really want to spend 4 hours rehashing the O'Reilly trade because for one reason, I can't do anything about it. You can't go back in history. You can't undo the O'Reilly trade. He was traded, and it's come back to really haunt the Sabres. It looks like one of the worst deals ever. And O'Reilly just hoisted the cup last night and walked away with the Conn Smythe Trophy. It can't be worse than that. Playoff MVP, Stanley Cup champion in the first year after you trade him away. So I don't really need to rehash it for 4 hours. But, I understand. I mean, this was a worst-case scenario.
And let's agree to not yell at each other when he wins the Selke.
he's the favorite. Forgot he's the finalist. He's the favorite.
The overwhelming favorite to win the Selke.
That'll be great. anyway, so you move on. I could be angry and bitter, but I'm not going to do it all day long and just, you know, sit here and curse. We traded O'Reilly! Okay, I know that. Hey, guess what, Jason Bottrell? Go fix your roster and go find a number two center because you don't have one on your roster right now.
O'Reilly was on the last place team in the NHL.
Stat of the day, you ready? I got a stat of the day for you.
He didn't just go on the last place team from the Blues. He went from last year's last place team to the Stanley Cup champion.
Yeah, who he was dragging down clearly at that time. Here's your stat of the day. So you know about the Blues being last overall in the league in January, right? So the Sabres went to St. Louis. They played a game in St. Louis 2 days after Christmas. They lost that night to the Blues. Going into the game that night, the Sabres were 15 points ahead of the Blues in the NHL standings on the night of December 27th. They were plus 15. They had 47 points. Blues had 32. The Blues won that game, of course, went on the big run, end up going to the playoffs, end up winning the Stanley Cup. There's my stat of the day. You were 15 points ahead of the Stanley Cup champions 2 days after Christmas. Yay, good times.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it was a fun game. I mean, Boston lost. They get blown out at home. It's great.
Yeah, I'd say
they were getting shut out on home ice.
I mean, Binnington was incredible.
He was fantastic. But I'm glad the voters, they picked the right guy for Conn Smythe.
Without a doubt.
I'm glad they didn't overreact to Binnington last night. But sure, that first period, are you kidding me?
He was insane.
And that late goal, you're up two. Boston is sitting in the locker room going, what the hell just happened?
Right, we just dominated the first period. We're losing by two.
Losing by two, not 1-0, and we'll just get it back. 2-0, thanks to the late goal, which, by the way,
the
is Marchand going off for the change. Thank you for that, right. Brad.
And the Blues are a good team that, in terms of locking it down.
Yeah. Well, you saw it in the second period.
They locked it down.
And even in the third, too, you could see they were just, their number one priority was just get the puck out of our end. It's in neutral zone. They pick it up. They come back. Whatever. Just get the puck out of our end. I was really impressed by Binnington. It's funny. I was thinking about him a lot. When they introduced the starting lineups, you know, they go player by player for St. Louis and then Boston. And they introduced, the rookie goalie from Richmond Hill, Ontario, Jordan Binnington. And I'm thinking, this guy must be ready to you-know-what his pants. Like, he's got, 25 years old? He was fourth on the depth chart at the beginning of the year. Here he is, starting in Game 7 on the road for a chance to win the first cup in the history of that franchise. That kid must have been so nervous. And yet, he plays a near flawless hockey game last night. He was tremendous in the first period.
Do you add it to the pile of you don't need a big name goalie?
Right. It's Matt Murray coming on to win the cup for the Penguins.
It's Matt Murray. So the last few would have been Binnington, Holtby.
Yep.
Matt Murray twice. The Blackhawks, the second time is Corey Crawford. Right. Crawford has two there. Antti Niemi is one of them. Jonathan Quick is in here twice.
Yep.
Tim Thomas. Yeah, I mean, Jordan Binnington.
Yeah.
Head coach Craig Berube.
Interim head coach.
Interim head coach.
Do you think they'll remove the tag now and make him head coach? Or?
One thing that's going to come out of this is that any team now that's in last place in January will point to the Blues. Right? You have press conference because the Canadiens have lost six in a row and the coach is under fire and the GM comes out and says, you know, I hear a lot of this. I got to be honest; like it's a lot of nonsense. Look at last year's Blues.
But the counter to that is,
they fire their coach.
The GM might think, I still believe in my roster. I'm not going to shake it up because look what happened to the Blues. But what did the Blues do? They fired their coach.
And why wasn't Jason Botterill willing to do that this season?
I don't know.
What would have happened? Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe they would have been a little bit better. Maybe they.
I don't know that it would have been noticeably different. I don't know that it would have been a Blues-like turnaround. They were obviously noticeably different the second half of the season.
And if you really want to find a coping mechanism for the O'Reilly thing, here it is.
Drink?
He helped you get Dahlin.
He's on the team yeah.
that got Dahlin.
Well, thank you.
Right.
So hopefully that works out.
Let's hope.
803-0550 to join us. Well, I'll bet you watched, right? I'm sure when the ratings come out, we will once again be the highest market out there of, you know, outside of the two cities that had, you know, St. Louis, Boston, Providence, maybe. So I bet a lot of you watched the game last night. What you can chime in on Ryan O'Reilly, the Blues winning the cup, Boston losing, whatever. But I think the O'Reilly story hits home for lots of Sabre fans. So we have phone lines open. Would love to talk to you about that. 803-0550 to join us. Our toll-free number is 888-550-2550. Today on the show, the Bills will have their third and final day of mandatory minicamp. Sal will join us at 7:30 to talk about that. Kevin Sylvester is going to join us. He, of course, these days on the Tee to Green show with Brian Colesfield and is on the PGA Tour Radio. He will give us a U.S. Open preview. Round one starts later this morning. And we'll talk a little bit about the NHL draft with Mark Edwards from HockeyProspect.com. He's going to join us at 9:30. You know what that means? Lots of open segments for phone calls. So let's go. We can talk about Ryan O'Reilly with you. 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From worst to first in just over 5 months, the St. Louis Blues, for the first time in franchise history, have won the Stanley Cup. They mob Jordan Binnington to our right, throwing their gloves and sticks up in the air. The Blues have done it. They win three straight games in Boston. They defeat the Bruins in Game 7.
Kenny Albert on the call last night as the St. Louis Blues win the Cup. And added bonus, pass the mantle of longest cup drought over to the Toronto Maple Leafs.
That's good news. That's good.
Woo! Not only, I mean, they have the longest cup drought, they also have the longest drought of never even making it to the final. Like getting there and losing. How awesome is that?
I really, whatever. I can't take our shots today. You can take your shots any day.
They did pass over another drought, though, that is not only associated with us, but Vancouver for being the longest team to ever win their first Stanley Cup.
Yeah, the Sabres and Canucks are on the clock.
Yeah, after Toronto. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So 4-1 the final last night. Ryan O'Reilly won the Conn Smythe Trophy. He scored a goal last night, had a goal in four straight games in the finals. First player to do that since Wayne Gretzky. The Blues' first ever cup. Hey, they went 10-3 on the road in the postseason, by the way. That's phenomenal. The Sabres have hired Mike Bales as their new goalie coach. We've got details from Paul Hamilton, WGR550.com. Mm-hmm. Speaking of our website, complete coverage of day two of Bill's minicamp is there, and Sal's going to join us at 7:30 this morning. He'll be out watching the third and final day of minicamp later today.
But, I got a text to read to you in a minute that I got late last night after I went during the game last night.
NBA Finals tonight, Game 6, Toronto at Golden State. The Raptors lead that series 3-2. Tip off just after 9 o'clock. Kevin Durant had surgery yesterday on the ruptured Achilles. And Raptors fans started a GoFundMe campaign to raise money for Kevin Durant's foundation. Because I guess, you know, some fans were cheering when he was hurt the other night. So they raised over $17,000 for his foundation. The Lakers and Celtics reportedly in trade talks with New Orleans for Anthony Davis. Jays beat Baltimore. The Bisons beat Indianapolis. Round one of the U.S. Open is today at Pebble Beach. First tee time is 9:45 this morning. And again, we'll have a preview with Kevin Sylvester coming up at 8:30. Those are your headlines. Next update coming up at 7 o'clock.
I got a text last night from Todd Callen, Niagara basketball play-by-play man. And it said, after O'Reilly won the Conn Smythe, you know, they win the cup, O'Reilly wins the Conn Smythe, he wrote to me, why does that feel like the ultimate, well, Buffalo, you screwed that one up too, moment. And he points out, and we used to get upset when Chris Hogan caught a touchdown pass.
Oh, my Lord.
And it's so true, right? Chris Hogan catches a touchdown and is like, ah, let that guy get away. Meanwhile,
Mike Gillisley, right.
We've had our share of, hey, that guy's had some moderate success elsewhere, and and that's annoying.
Well, Gilmore just won a Super Bowl trophy.
He did, and he was arguably the MVP. Mm-hmm. He played pretty great. Mm-hmm. And this one is the worst.
A little bit difficult. It's a little tougher to take than Chris Hogan had a catch.
There really is. No one can trump this. There's no higher ground.
Well, it's bad on so many different levels. One, it was a big trade when you made it to get the guy. You then gave him at that point what was the richest contract in Sabres history. Yeah. You turn around and eventually trade him. You get Zippo in return. And the first season after you trade him, he wins the Stanley Cup and wins the Conn Smythe Trophy. It'd be hard to top that
it's
one.
Hard.
That's pretty.
The only way to top that
Josh
is
Allen doesn't.
You
the
trade
Bills
Josh, Allen.
Josh Allen and he wins the Lombardi Trophy the next year.
And
he's the
MVP.
Right.
That's the only way you can come close.
Please, dear sports gods, no. Okay? No.
Yeah. I kind of want to say, we're going to have fun today, darn it. No matter.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm
I know.
You were in a tough spot this morning. I feel fine.
I'm telling everybody else. We're going to have fun if it kills us today.
Yeah. You're going to enjoy talking sports.
You pick yourself up and we are going to have fun today.
Yeah, and you say it in an angry voice.
Exactly. I told you, we're having fun today.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. You're going to make a great dad someday.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, what do you do? What do we do? What do we do?
Last night didn't affect me in any way when it comes to the Sabres.
Honestly, that when you're talking about how last night Twitter was a nasty place.
Oh, my Lord.
That's why I was rooting for Boston.
Okay, see?
It was because everything that is happening about O'Reilly,
yeah.
Whether it's rewriting how it happened or people just bringing in it's Eichel's fault. I didn't want any of that. I just didn't want any of that today.
I didn't see that one.
That's, oh, yeah, okay, it's Eichel's fault. It's Jack Eichel's fault.
Uh-huh. Right, he and O'Reilly didn't get along, so they picked Eichel's side and traded O'Reilly.
Exactly. That's some of the speculation. There's been speculation that O'Reilly wanted to be the man.
The guy, right? It wasn't his team.
Guess what? If you work someplace and you want to be the man and you're not, it's on your workplace to figure it out.
That's right. That's why you have GMs and coaches.
Yeah, exactly. Or you have Ralph Kruger, who is the perfect person to lead everybody.
Sift through this, right.
Is O'Reilly the man in St. Louis?
No.
Right?
No, I mean, he's part of a team. He's not. I don't know. Is there the man? Is Tarasenko the man?
He's not their. He's not their captain. He's not Vladimir Tarasenko. I mean, right. Is he the man in St. Louis?
I feel like the answer is no. I don't think the Blues consider him that way. I think he's just a really key part they picked up, and he's part of their equation. I don't think he's the man. No. We're talking about Ryan O'Reilly and last night and the Conn Smythe Trophy with you. 803-0550 to join us, 888-552-550. Jace tweeted in, happy for Ryan O'Reilly, and just felt like he didn't want to be in Buffalo. If he didn't want to be in Buffalo, it wasn't going to happen because they chose the coach like Jeremy said. I just don't have any anger about the trade. Yeah, I don't know. Like, he never actually said, I don't want to be here. I don't think he ever requested a trade. I'd have to check with Paul. I don't believe there was ever a report that said anything about, yeah, O'Reilly's unhappy, he wants out. Like, you'd almost have to portray this that he was tanking his own season. Like, he was so unhappy, the team wasn't playing well, that he decided to tank, and then the Sabres, it would eventually force the Sabres to trade him. That's never been portrayed. I don't think it's ever been suggested. I don't know that the whole, he was unhappy they were losing. Look, I didn't like him saying it, but at the end of the day, what do we say on this show, right? When the last few years, what O'Reilly said is how you feel about the Sabres, right? The last few years, has it been fun watching them? For the 10-game win streak, it was, but for the most part, it has not been fun. So I did not like the comment. It's your job, man. Suck it up. Go find a way to love hockey and play. But let's face it, he said what a lot of us were feeling as well. Man, this losing sucks. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm not happy with it. This team is not fun to watch. This is bad. And I don't think he formally ever said, I'm not happy here, to management or to his agent and said, call them and tell them I want to trade. I think the Sabres did that on their own.
I mean, did
you ever hear of O'Reilly went to the agent and had the agent say, hey, my client wouldn't be upset if you traded him?
One thing I would say that who do you hear it from?
It could be revisionist history.
Exactly. The kind of thing like, maybe he never really wanted to be here, right? He wanted out of Colorado. You knew that.
Right.
And he got traded somewhere. And then he signed a big, long contract. So you could say he never really wanted to be here. To me, that's the kind of thing you say when you get rid of a player. It's just that is the bandage that goes over everything to say, he didn't want to be here. And
I'm
then
not
you put that Band-Aid on, and people say, well, I don't want to.
Would you just do a Jedi mind trick when you waved your hand like that? He didn't want to be
That's
here.
That's how it works.
He didn't want to be in Colorado, in part because he didn't feel he was getting paid what he wanted to be paid. What happened here? They trade from, and boom, here's a new deal.
Mm-hmm.
You're the highest paid player in the history of the franchise. I just don't think it ever was a matter of O'Reilly's miserable and told them to trade him.
Jace writes in, did everyone enjoy the open mic?
Oh, it was awesome. That was the best part of the whole night.
I mean, there was a lot.
And Mike Emmerich doesn't have to apologize for that. I know kids are watching, but
sure.
It was so awesome. But they do, the thing is, they do that every year. You know it's coming. I don't know how, they couldn't have been caught by surprise. Every guy who lifts the cup usually drops an F-bomb, and you've got a microphone on the ice. Of course it's going to happen.
Not just the microphone on the ice, though. So there's the microphone that picks up the scattered swears.
Sound.
Did you see O'Reilly with TSN?
No.
Oh, man. One-on-one interview, just drops
F-bomb
it right in there.
It's a beautiful thing.
I mean,
it's a beautiful thing.
It was just, Oh, my God, this is so bleeping great. Oh, sorry about that.
I swear, when he got the cup, I kind of thought in a sick, twisted way, how funny would it be if O'Reilly hoists the cup up and the camera's right there showing him and he says, hey, Buffalo, this one's for you. I thought he didn't. I just thought the way your mind works in strange moments, and I just thought he might take a shot at Buffalo.
Hey, so the off season's here. How about a trade? Any trade? Break.
There's no more hockey
for
4 months.
You got any trades yet? We need a trade.
My Swedish sources don't tell me anything. Swedish.
I am eager.
is that a super secret Swedish source?
No, just
a regular
Swedish
source.
Yeah, okay. Just numerous ones.
I'm very eager to turn this discomfort, anxiety, and anger at the Sabres into, oh, all right, look at this. We got fill in the name.
Jason Zucker.
Jason Zucker. Okay. All right. Playoffs? Give me one move.
Yeah.
And I'll be, well, a little happier.
Hey, maybe the Blues will trade Braden Schenn now. I don't know. I'm just throwing
it. What would have happened if you threw up a major package of players mm-hmm. at St. Louis on January 3rd?
Yeah, would they have gone for it?
Right? Was Braden Schenn available? Would the Blues, it's a great question. Would the Blues have shut down their season, sold, and said, all right, let's get better for the
future?
Unless
Doug Armstrong honestly felt it was coaching more than anything else. Like, well, I like this roster, but the coaching was messing this up.
There were underlying numbers suggesting the Blues were better than the worst team in hockey.
Yep.
I wondered this about the guy that bet $400 on this.
Yeah, just $100,000.
A similar good bet would have been Carolina. We talked about it through the
numbers.
Year.
Yeah.
You know, you start to wonder if people will start to respect this maybe a little bit more. Carolina was in last place also and terrible. And the numbers websites would say, this team is better than Buffalo. I would get people, Sabres fans that don't really respect that stuff sometimes, kind of saying like, oh, please, they're in last place. This site is garbage. What happened?
Yeah.
Like, given enough time, they turned it around.
Yeah, they were one of the better teams in the league from January 1 on, I think.
And St. Louis was a little bit similar. They found a goaltender that backstopped them and got into good shape. It's one of the things that helped Carolina, too. Carolina finally had not Cam Ward.
Well, yeah. It was,
and that helped.
Mrazek would have played. I mean, they got better goaltending from their combo.
So anyway, welcome to the offseason. Let's make some moves. I can't be mad that long because it is the year of the offer sheet wars, which is going to put me in a much better mood once that starts to happen. And I'm glad the season is over. I'll say that because we've been waiting for the hockey offseason is waiting forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, because we always have to wait 2 months. Because since when you don't make the playoffs, you wait longer, obviously.
When was the last Sabres game?
April 6th, 5th?
I mean, it was probably 8th, like January 10th, but right?
April 6th, 7th?
April 6th.
Yep. April 6th.
Against the Red Wings, that's 7-1 win.
May, June, it's a little over two
months.
Oh,
that's right. That's right. They went to the season on a 7-1 win.
Oh, the game in Detroit,
win.
Yeah.
And the next
one,
day
two,
they fired
three,
for Housley.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's been almost 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, in football you wait 5, right? 5 weeks in the offseason.
Yeah, you get through January and maybe the first weekend in February.
And for hockey, it's 10 weeks of
waiting.
Oh, come
waiting,
on. Let's go.
Waiting. Yeah.
I want to change my team now.
Contact period opens on the 23rd for free agents, unrestricted free agents. We're getting there. 803-0550. Ryan O'Reilly's got a cup in the Conn Smythe Trophy. Sabre fans, what's your reaction? Grab a line and join us this morning, WGR.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, I don't know if I have a better feeling ever in hockey, to be honest with you. You know, I'm so proud of our players. I really am. And I'm so happy for the city of St. Louis and all our fans. That's what I feel right now. I'm so happy for our players. A lot of these guys played a long time, finally got a cup. And just the will and the battle they went through, I'm so happy for them.
That is Blues interim coach Craig Berube. Moments after they dispatched the Boston Bruins in the Stanley Cup Final.
Got a fun thing to announce for you. So, welcome to your pre-cert. This is prep. surgery, right? What do they say?
Pre-something. Pre-op. Right?
Maybe.
That's like...
Something like that.
I don't know. Pre-op?
So roster surgery, right? We're getting roster surgery this season.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a texter that asked, can you guys have some roster surgery music like you do for Coach Watch?
Yeah.
The answer is yes. Roster surgery. The Doogie Howser
theme.
I've
never watched the Doogie Howser show.
No?
No.
Oh, man.
I probably missed out on a good thing, huh? It's a nice little bouncy music here. I don't know. It seems very happy-go-lucky.
Does it sound roster surgery enough?
No, I think. See, I need something more intense. This is very, hey, it's Doogie Howser, yay! I mean, I need something like roster surgery. This is like serious, heavy-duty stuff. Like, what about? Is there a ER theme? I don't even know what it is. Would that be a little bit more driving? Maybe a little more intense?
Well, we can. Yeah, all right. If it's a good theme.
I'm trying to think. I don't know why LA Law just popped into my head. I don't know. Yeah, I need a more intense theme.
ER, House. I don't know the theme songs.
What was the, Chicago Hope or something like that? I'm trying to think of some more of the intense, St. Elsewhere. Like intense hospital dramas.
Yeah.
Hey, if we're going to play ER, I'll have to talk about my crush on George Clooney.
When's the procedure? This is ER, right?
ER?
Yeah. This is better.
You think? Still not intense enough for me.
Roster
surgery. All right, maybe. Okay, now it's building a little bit. Yeah, Doogie Howser was just very like, hey.
All right.
Hey, happy.
This
hey,
is our
happy.
Roster surgery theme.
Okay. When are we playing it? When's the trade?
I know.
I've got some trivia. You want to play a little hockey trivia?
I think we should declare the patient dead.
DOA, dead on arrival, 1970. All right, let's do some hockey trivia, boys. You ready? Brayton, fire it up. Here we go. So the Blues won the cup. I don't know if you saw this last night. St. Louis is the... I have a two-part hockey trivia, okay? Part one's pretty easy. We should breeze through this pretty quickly. St. Louis is the fifth team this decade to end a Stanley Cup drought of more than 40 years.
Okay.
Five teams in this decade won a cup for the first time in more than 40 years. Who were the other four?
The first-time winners count?
Yes.
Okay, the Kings?
1967.
The Blackhawks?
Yep.
1961 to 2010.
The Capitals?
Capitals came in 74, won in 2018.
And the Bruins.
The Bruins won for the first time since 1972, when they won in 2011. That's the easy part. Now, we're looking at seven teams that currently have a cup drought, the longest droughts, 30 or more years. Name the seven longest droughts.
Buffalo Sabres.
Buffalo and?
Vancouver.
Both came into the league in the 70-71 season.
Toronto Maple Leafs.
Toronto is number one. The last time they won a cup, the last time they were in a final was 1967. When the league only had six teams.
Mm-hmm. Philadelphia Flyers.
You know, I totally forgot about the Flyers when I was thinking about this. Because I feel like, I felt like they would have won a cup since, not since 1975, I won't say who they beat, have they won a cup. They've lost their last six Stanley Cup final appearances. So very good, you've got the top four in order.
I will go with the New York Islanders then.
Islanders are number six. The last time they won a cup was 1983, the final of four straight for them. Missing two more.
Edmonton Oilers.
Edmonton is just outside this list. They're outside actually number eight. The last time they won was 1990.
Oh, yeah. 90, right.
It can be a team that switched cities.
Oh,
hint, hint.
Calgary is on this list.
Calgary is on the list. They're seventh, 1989. You're missing one more team. Switched cities. So this is covering two different cities. Came in from the...
Dallas.
World Hockey Association.
Pittsburgh.
Nope. There were four teams came in from the WHA. This was one of them. They subsequently moved to another warmer weather location. Think about the tank.
Coyotes?
Arizona/Winnipeg counts because Winnipeg came in the league in the 79-80 season. So those are your seven longest droughts. Toronto, Sabres, Vancouver, Flyers, Coyotes, Islanders, Calgary Flames. 30 or more years for all seven teams.
Steve Ott wins the cup, too. Assistant coach down there.
Is he bringing
St. Louis,
it to Buffalo?
Right?
He's probably. Chris Thorburn got one, was on the ice last night, former Buffalo Sabre. Jordan Nolan. Well, I didn't know. He was
three
on the
cups.
Blues. He's got two with LA and then this one?
Three cups Jordan for Nolan. Jordan Nolan.
Wow, that's It was nice. I think Thorburn was like the third or fourth guy they handed the cup to. They must have been giving it to like the longest serving like players, right? Because Thorburn's been in the league for a long, long time.
Jay Bomeister got it. Second right after Petrangelo did.
And then Thorburn was third or fourth, I think.
Something
he got
like
it
that.
Pretty quickly.
Also, don't forget Chris Butler is listed as player on their roster.
Another
of course, he
Saber.
Was scratched, though. All three of Nolan, Thorburn, and Butler were scratched, I think, throughout the entire playoffs.
Yeah, I don't remember them dressing at all. 803-0550, it is Reaction Thursday. Ryan O'Reilly has a cup and a Conn Smythe trophy you can put on his mantle at home.
I don't think you get to put it on their mantle. It's got to stay in the hall.
You don't get a replica, huh?
That's a good question. Do you get a replica?
I suppose that's really expensive to give out replicas every year.
I think so.
You think? Really? What would they get? Do they get replicas of like the Hart, the Vezina, the Jack, all those trophies?
Yeah, but they're just smaller versions of the trophy. Because, I mean, obviously the real trophies are just
They're
huge.
Big, right.
They're just absurdly huge.
Yeah, I wonder if they
get smaller replicas.
Yeah. All right, so he could put that
I'm
on
trying
his
to
mantle.
Find out for you.
He'd need a really strong mantle if he put the actual trophy up there. It is kind of large. I never actually thought of that before the words came out of my mouth, whether or not they actually get trophy or not.
I've got a really fun trivia for you later.
Yeah, all right. Now when you go to the Hall of Fame, you can get your picture with the Conn Smythe trophy and Ryan O'Reilly's name on it. No? No takers?
No.
Just a thought.
I'm just reading to try and find out if there's a duplicate trophy.
803-0550 to join us. Give us your reaction this morning as we talk about Ryan O'Reilly. Hey, whatever else is on your mind, we got Bill's minicamp to talk about. Sal's going to be with us at 7:30. We got the U.S. Open beginning this morning at the iconic course, Pebble Beach, right? We've got, what else? Game 6 of the NBA Finals tonight. The Raptors have another shot at winning their first ever championship. So all that's up for discussion, too. You can join us here on WGR.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.